Christina Michelle Naughton, we're so looking forward to having you perform at Purdue. Welcome to WBAA.
Thanks. We're looking forward too.
I wanted to delve in a little bit to recordings. Your first recording a few years back, 5 years already, has a real diverse program and some real great gems and solid repertoire for piano. The more recent Warner Classics has some very modern music. Is it important to sort of mix the two? I mean, this has got Bach, it's got Messiaen, and a living composer on it.
Well, the theme behind that album was actually, I mean, it just so happened that there happened to be a lot of modern mixed with that, which I guess happened just to be a side thing, because the main point of that album was to display different kinds of joy. And we did that with those three works. And, you know, the time period and all that happened to just be part of the repertoire we chose based on that theme.
You can find out more at ChristinaAndMichelleNaughton.com. Is it a juggling act sometimes to keep up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that sort of thing? Or is it sort of a natural ability to share stuff online?
Well, I think it's certainly, you bring up a really good point. It's definitely changed the whole music experience just in general, having all this, social media, even things like YouTube. It's changed the entire thing. It's made things much more, easily accessible. Yeah. I mean, it's both, in both good, I guess, positive, negative ways. One interesting one I guess I always bring up is that we were playing a concert in Central Park. We were playing John Adams's Alleluia Junction. Little did we know someone was taking a bootleg in the front, which usually artists get a little bit, you know, uneasy with that. But what happened with this bootleg is John Adams himself happened to find the bootleg, and he got in contact with us from that. And, you know, our relationship has, you know, been built on that ever since. So, yeah, it's a very interesting dimension that's been thrown into the world of classical music.
Well, we're looking forward to your program coming up Friday, November 10th. It has Ravel, John Adams, Tchaikovsky. Looking forward to your live performance here in West Lafayette.
Oh, well, we are too.